Atlanta Eats on the radio.
It's Steak Shapiro and Jen Hobby on Star 94.
Well, Steak, welcome back.
Hi, how are you? You look kind of rested.
Kind of rested from the holidays and the snow day. Did you guys get out and play in the snow?
So
it was a week ago.
Well, listen, I guess, I got a 19-year-old, so I mean, you know, she's at college. I can tell you that in Athens, they had the greatest 3 days. Like, those college kids lost their mind when they woke up and saw. You know what a darty is? Are you familiar with darties?
I don't.
Okay, that's day parties. So everything's about darties now.
Oh,
so have I told you, they don't go out late like we used to, or maybe you probably didn't. But they love darties. So when they saw the snow, some fraternity or somebody's like, all day darty, classes are canceled, it's a Friday, right?
Can you think of
more fun than that?
Oh my gosh, so fun.
Right?
I love this.
And then, yeah, I had a great time. I drove in and did my radio show right smack in the middle of the storm, right?
I think I saw one of my social posts from Comedy Square where you had like snowflakes
on my eyebrows.
Yeah.
So, but driving in, I mean, it was no joke. That was the quickest accumulation I've ever seen, period.
Difference in
places like Chicago and Boston, in places our listeners are familiar with, it was really only about 45 minutes to an hour to get as much accumulation.
But it was so fresh. And I'm more
the
little kid side of things.
So right,
like,
I know.
Mine were like outside.
Lost their mind.
Hours. Like,
have you ever seen?
Immediately, they were outside and they were in it and sledding down. We have this huge hill.
Oh, man.
And they were just.
What were they sledding on?
Well, I bought like some sort of like makeshift sled from Home Depot.
I've never seen more dog in snow videos, right?
Yeah.
On social. My dog has never seen the snow. Here's how he did. Here's how she did. Either, you know, they liked it or they ran back inside like, what the hell is going on here? But it is a big weekend in Atlanta. Most expensive national title ticket for Monday night in the last 20 years.
And why do you think that is? Because it's Notre Dame.
So it's huge alumni base, Ohio State. And Notre Dame has all the money, right? Those are a lot of well-to-do folks around the country. They're a national program.
So
and Ohio State's
coming here.
Yeah, and they want tickets, and they drive up the price because they'll pay anything. And Ohio State just has more alumni than anybody else.
Okay.
So it drives the ticket price. Atlanta's easy to get to. When Georgia played it out in California 2 years ago when they won it, you could get a ticket for nothing. It was TCU and Georgia on the other side of the country. Atlanta's completely accessible.
Right.
So all those fan bases have total access to Atlanta direct from wherever.
This weekend, downtown's going to be packed with everybody because we've got Camila Cabello performing.
Saturday night.
Yeah.
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 My buddy.
So it's gonna be packed, and we got to tell these folks where to go.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, what would you tell if you have cousins coming in from Ohio, right?
Yeah.
Like, don't send them to the varsity, obviously, right?
No.
It's not going to show off that we're cool.
Yeah.
Maybe like Mary Mac's Tea Room if you want to do a meet and three, right? A lot of good breakfast places downtown. What is it?
Breakfast Club.
Breakfast at Barney's.
Yep.
Right? And I'd go food halls. I'd go Chattahoochee Food Works. Tremendous. That's where we have the Atlanta Eats offices. I'd go Ponce and Krog and Beltline. There's tons of places on there.
Yeah.
Fred's Meat and Bread at Krog. All the great places at Ponce City Market that sit right on the Beltline.
And I would even say, like, exploring the neighborhoods in Inman Park.
I was just thinking
Virginia Highland. Like, there's so many fun places to wander around and go explore.
Yeah, and
so
that's
a little shopping in those little pockets. And then that really highlights to me how Atlanta's got these
neighborhoods.
Couldn't agree
with you more. Like, even more than Buckhead because it's closer.
Yeah.
So Boca Lupo in Inman Park. There's a Del Bar in Inman Park. Bread and Butterfly. These are like iconic local brands that have done a great job. Freedy and Soto, Beetle Cat. You just hit on it. Let's send everybody to Inman Park.
Okay, Inman Park is the place to go.
Absolutely.
Everybody.
It should be a fun weekend.
There's a little crepe place in there. Oh, what's the name of it? It's so good.
Well, so like Atlanta does national events great because you can walk from your hotel to the game.
Walk to the game.
There you go.
All right, so who's going to win it?
Ohio State. Yeah.
Okay.
Ohio State final 35-14. It's a blowout.
Okay. We're going to hold you to that.
There you go.
Hey,
watch Atlanta Eats. Thursday nights at 7 o'clock. Sundays at 10:30. Follow me at Steak Shapiro, a brand new pizza place I reviewed. And Atlanta Eats on Radio is brought to you by John Foy and Associates.